Good morning. As Roger told you, in the summertime, we do lay-led services, and I always like to do something a little bit different, so that's what we're going to be doing today. But first, I'd like to share a few insights. The moon as symbol. On July 20th, 1969, I was at Girl Scout camp in bed after lights out. My father, however, was at home with a camera pointed at the black and white television set, photographing the first step made on the moon. A small step for man, but a giant leap for mankind. 44 years ago today, the United States won the race with Russia during the Cold War to be the first to land on the moon and plant our flag there. The journey into the unknown bound all Americans, rallying us together in hope and national pride. Technology and innovation could send us to the moon, the stars, and beyond. There was no stopping us. The footprints are still there, and they will always remain. Like the moon that has existed as a partner to Earth from the beginning of creation, the moon will continue to be there beyond our own existence. The moon has always played an important role in human culture. It's universally symbolic of the rhythm of cyclical time. Our first calendars were lunar. Throughout time, the moon has represented birth, death, and resurrection, immortality, eternity, perpetual renewal, and enlightenment. The eye in the night. Take a moment and think, what does the moon symbolize to you? The moon is sacred. My birthday is in July, and I am a moon child. Even though many of us do not use astrology as our main guiding force in life, we all, when faced with a horoscope, can't resist, admit it. And more often than not, what I read rings true. From earliest memory, I have always been in love with the moon. I remember in teenaged angst talking to the moon for hours, and now I send my love and blessings on the moon to my children and grandchildren who are scattered all around the world. The moon is sacred to me, inspiring awe at every rising, and excitement when I see it during the day. Every human culture since the beginning of time has worshipped the moon. The moon deities are masculine, feminine. Sometimes there's one, sometimes there's a whole bunch of them. These deities are seen as controllers of destiny and weavers of fate. In many traditions, the moon and the sun are the marriage of heaven and earth. The phases of the moon represent phases of life, past, present, and future. The moon is the light of the Great Spirit, a ship in the night. In Buddhism, the moon represents peace, serenity, and beauty. In China, the essence of yin, the feminine principle of nature and immortality. In Christianity, the moon represents the dual nature of Christ and is the abode of the archangel Gabriel. In Egyptian mythology, the moon is the maker of eternity and the creator of everlastingness. To the Eskimos, the moon is the center of snow. In Greek myth, the moon goddess is Moira, and the three fates also associated with the moon are the Moirai. The Hindus see the crescent moon as a newborn babe, quick and eager to grow, and also as the cup holding the elixir of immortality. In Islam, the moon represents time and is the basis for their lunar calendar. The crescent moon is the symbol of Islam, representing divinity and sovereignty. Oceanic people believe the moon is associated with eternal life. Shamanists believe the moon has magical powers. For Taoists, the moon is the eye that shines in the darkness, the eye of truth. They also believe that the sun and moon together are all radiance and supernatural being. Take a moment. How is the moon sacred to you? The moon is spiritual. 1 month ago, I was standing with my toes in the Pacific Ocean, watching the sun paint the sky as it set. Behind me, the full moon was rising over the dunes. It was a magical moment and a gift from the holy, spiritual. The moon rises every day. What's so special about that? But think for a moment, that same moon has risen over the earth continuously and consistently every day for 1 billion years. More than 1 billion. Think about what it has witnessed. Think about the secrets it holds. Every day, that same moon shines on everyone on this planet. We all share the same experience, and every day the moon pulls our life-sustaining waters, creating tides. Some believe not only in oceans, but also in our own minds. As our Buddhist teachings stated, the moon appears to change, but is always round. The moon orbits the earth in perfect synchronicity so that we only see one side of it. The side we see always faces towards the sun. It's our perspective that changes and causes us to see the different phases. Full, gibbous, quarter, crescent left waning, new moon, crescent right waxing, quarter, gibbous, full. In the seed pockets, where the teal hymnals are, you'll see that there's some art supplies. You should each have... Yeah, and if you don't have them, we have extras. So if it's not in your pocket, we'll sort it out. You should have a piece of paper and 2 round circles. So if you don't have what you need, and we're going to have to share glue sticks. If you don't have what you need, Dave will come around and give it to you. Just raise your hand. So before we get started, I'd like you to take a moment to think about what phase are you in right now? What moon phase are you in your life? And think about why you would choose that phase. Are you full and radiant? New with potential? Waxing going to full, or waning going to new, or somewhere in between? Think about how you are feeling spiritually, physically, or in the circumstances of your life, and what phase you are in right now. Or if that's a little too personal, maybe you could contemplate what phase our fellowship is in and think about why you would say that they were in that fellowship. Once you've decided what phase you want to represent, then I'd like you to tear this white piece of paper into that shape. And you can hang on to your scraps. We'll collect them during the offering. So we'll just put that right in the offering trays as the leftovers. And I want you to tear your moon shape in. You may not tear it. You may be full. But tear that into the shape that you feel represents the phase you're in. Then we'll share those glue sticks that are kind of scattered around. Yes, okay. So waning as the crescent is on the left, and waxing the crescent is on the right. I had to look that up. Okay? So that's waxing, and that's waning. All right. That is important. Okay, so then we're going to put it on, glue it on this piece of knightish paper. And what I would like you to do then is I would like you to write something. Now, you could write a poem. You could write just free form, or you could make it rhyme. You could write a short phrase or a sentence. You could write a memory or a story, but I want everyone to write something. You could write it on the front, or you could write it on the back, but I want you to write something inspired by the moon. Now, I'm going to give you 5 to 7 minutes. We have some fun music we're going to play during this time. If you get done early, then just relax and enjoy the music. That is to put, if you want it, if you cut it up, then you put it on there, because the moon is always round. So you just put it on there, and then you put it on here, okay? I guess you can decide not to use the black one if you don't want to. That's fine, too. Okay, any other questions? It's the art teacher in me coming out. All right, so I'm going to, go ahead and listen to the music. Think about what phase you're in, and then I'll be right back up.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you are all inspired. What we're going to do is, at this time, I'd like to invite you to share your moonish inspirations, if you choose. And also, to share any joys or sorrows that you might have during this time as well. We don't have a special joys and sorrow time today. So if you want to share, please stand and be sure to talk into the mic so that we can all hear and learn from you. And make sure the sharing is brief and meaningful, allowing for many voices to be heard. So we set? Thank you. All right. Okay, there's somebody right there. There we go.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who sent me kind words and cards and soup while I was in my back surgery and in recovery. They worked. The surgery was very successful, and recovery is coming along really well. And thanks much. And I know what a few of you are thinking, and no, she did not make me say this.
Is it on? It made me think that I'm kind of entering a new phase myself. I've got a full-time job starting in fall and sending my daughter off to MSU. So I'll be an empty nester. So it'll be interesting.
Which phase did you do? Can you show us your phase? Thank you.
My daughter is scheduled to have a cesarean section on Tuesday morning at 9:30, so we will actually get to see my newest grandson. Actually,
okay.
Meet him.
Okay, I followed your instructions, so I'll read what I wrote. Okay, mine's waxing, I hope. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. This is moon pie muchness. It's a haiku. Like my life, the moon fills with reflected sun-reflected grace. I bask in fullness. So thank you, Miriam. And if you guys want to hear the moon, music that howls at the moon, you can see Will in his Black Sabbath mode this afternoon at Pizzlestock, which is... I'll tell you more about it. And that's in his band, Black Sabbath Sound.
I am doubly happy in every way. Thrilled. When I see the moon, I love the moon. It makes me feel so happy when I see it smiling in the sky. So full with the stars. It reminds me of long past drives in the mountains, falling in love with my wife. Thank you, Moon.
I should like to recite the following poem in the voice of the moon worshiper, Droopy Dog. Roses are red, the owl's in the tree. I see the moon, and the moon sees me.
Of gibbous. Moon, silent sentinel of my night. I'm a night baby. I love the night above all else. I will go out and I've spoken with the moon my whole life to the great disparage of my husband, who's not a moon baby. Yeah. And my gratitude is to Miriam. You always bring such a spiritual slant and an actual tying in with things. I love you, my dear friend.
New moon, new adventures. Where will the moon pull me? Crescent shining, lead the way. Let's go make history.
I have two things. Many of you know that Webb Van Winkle, who's been a member here for a while, is moving to Tennessee. His daughter, Linda, is driving the van, pulling the car to Tennessee tomorrow. So if you'd like to make a greeting to him, there'll be some paper over on the table over here. And my moon picture is also gibbous, because I never heard that word till I was about 50 years old. And I just thought it was cute. A four-year-old said it.
Moon waxing, bring forth the possibility of life, live fully every moment, created by me, by us, as we desire, until it finally sets, leaving those possibilities to arise again in others.
A lyric came to mind, which was, some of you may know this, I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. It was a World War II song. That this love of ours embraces. I'll see you in the evening sun, and when the day is new, I'll be looking at the sun, but I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Yes. And when I see that, it's like a communion. I look at the moon and I think people all over the world are communing with me at the same time.
I was a little late this morning because I was getting ready for our humanist meeting, which is talking about what do you want at your own memorial service. And I was making my booklet to be passed around, filling it out with some categories. Anyone who wants to pre-memorialize me can add to it. Anyway, you inspired me, Miriam, and mine says... It's a moon waxing. It says, a long, slow waxing is better than no awakening at all.
Moon, moon, small and thin, shows a face to begin, much of you anew, yet to build, only with time to be filled. Journey starts with a crust. No need to be rushed.
Mine is a waxing crescent. I'm just beginning a new healing, and a new light has come into my life, and I say, may it grow. And I'd also like to thank the congregational care team, especially Diane and some others, Bob and Janelle, for helping me out during some difficult times. And it is so wonderful to be back here. I'm so glad to see all of you. Thank you.
On Friday night, Bobby took us out to Bonneville Point on the way to Mountain Home. And I'd never been out there before. I didn't know about that historical site. And I'm a sunset chaser. I will pull the car over on the highway and just gawk for 20 minutes. And I asked Bobby, I said, how come you never see green in the rainbow? You know, we see the red, orange, yellow, and the purple and blue and at sunset. And it was a long, long sunset. And as I looked, you pointed it out, didn't you? That when it's almost dark, there is actually, if you look real closely, there really is a little bit of green there. And so that was enlightening. Very special.
Mine is waning crescent for me personally, because there's some old ways of thinking that are kind of going away for me, and probably going to segue into some new stuff. But I was born, it's funny that you talk about a lot of mystical, magical stuff with the moon and then the Apollo landings. I was born in January of 1970. So I was born in a world after that had happened. And I remember my dad. To me, the moon was always, it was just a piece of rock. It was a place. And that inspires me to think of this, which is forevermore a place, not magical, not mystical, as real as the earth. We showed our worthiness once, then regressed. When will we be worthy again? When will we be going back? When will we be going further?
two moon-inspired thoughts. Those of you that do not know, I am a belly dancer and study of Middle Eastern culture, and I created a dance costume before children that shows the phases of the moon across the back of the belt and moon on the front. Well, after children, the belt has been small. My inspiration from this service is it dawned on me sitting here how to adjust the belt so it fits me. So, as well as It's All Good, which was very funny. I didn't do the art thing. I just drew in my own paper. I'm a note taker. And I realized that the full and the waning, the waxing gibbous, the waning gibbous, and a crescent says good. So it's like, it's all good. Which is very good because I'm actually in a waxing phase of my life. I've spent 44 years wondering what I'm supposed to do with my life, and I think I got here. And in another week, I'll give you another update, I guess, whether or not it's true. But I found out I'm extremely farsighted, but my brain is stubborn. So my focus is leaving me. I find this out in my 40s, which is funny because I work with children who need you to be nearsighted. And this is much longer than I expected. But the point being is I've shifted into children, I've shifted into new eyesight, I've shifted into a garden jungle in my front yard, and yes, it's bigger than the other ones, if anybody's seen the other ones. So I'm moving forward.
We have plenty of time. Oh. Sorry. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. I was just saying we have plenty of time. So go ahead.
I chose the full moon. The sky holds the moon as a child holds hope, waiting for the fullness to be revealed, knowing that out of darkness, light shall follow.
For years, I have been a merit badge counselor for the astronomy merit badge and have learned a lot about the moon. But mine is called Transitions. Staring in awe at the bright lighted screen with wonder and excitement, the grayscale shades of gray shadows, bright highlights, and the moving images across the screen. The deep voice of Walter Cronkite. I step out through the glass door to the south. Look up. Stare at the round circle in the sky. Sea of tranquility. On the moon? An adventure. A trip. At sunset, colors of the rainbow, waves being refracted through the atmosphere, bending light into multiple shades, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, the changes, the transitions of light at sunset.
All right. Anyone else? Oh, we've got one more. Over here, Matt. There we go.
Okay, I think it must mean I'm shallow. I just put the shapes there because I thought it was cool. And I don't know, for some reason I started thinking of the movie Melancholia, where a giant planet appears and crashes into Earth. But I don't know where I'm going with that. Okay, so my poem, Somewhere Up in the Sky, La Luna. Pizza pie, a shining rock thrown in the pond. How did it get there? Everyone knows, but no one is telling.
Well, I'd like to throw my hat into the competition for the shallow contest.
Oh.
I took mine from a refrigerator magnet at the end anyway. So here's my picture waxing. And I wrote, "Waxing moon, midway through life, never too late to hope for a new beginning. Sky's the limit. What would you do if you knew you could not fail?"
Hi, today it's full. Stability, constantly changing, full, crescent waxing, crescent waning, totally dark. Always there, magical and free. Grateful I am for moonlight and stars and the day star, together, visible, shining hope for all.
I also zodiacally am a moon child. My favorite moon is the full bright harvest moon. And this is a summer when I feel I am pretty well waxed towards it. I have four pictures in progress and maybe 10 more ideas behind. Any with art inclinations, I am in my studio most days, very well stocked. Welcome any artist or potential artist to join me there and have a good time.
So I just thought I'd share this because I could never remember how to tell waxing or waning moon. And a few years ago, she might be a favorite author, I think, here at Booth, but I read a book by Barbara Kingsolver called The Lacuna. And in The Lacuna, the little boy, he's talking to an older gentleman, and this is in South America, and he's trying to learn this about the moon as well. And the way the old man explains it to him, he says, when the moon is like a sea, if you think of Christ or Christos, and that tells you that the moon is dying because Christ died. And then when the moon is shaped the other way, like a D, Dios or God, then that's the fullness. And so that's how you remember that the moon is growing and waxing, whether it's Christos or Dios. Thought that was kind of cool.
So I like where I'm standing because my refrigerator art, which I actually now have a new Facebook post when I get home, it was just what I wrote is, sometimes I can see where I'm going, sometimes I can't, but oh, let me start over, because it's all circular-like. 1 foot in, one foot in and 1 foot out, walking a path that always is in transition. Sometimes I can see where I'm going, sometimes I can't, but at least I know that I am moving.
Oh, thank you so much. I guess I could share mine since I ask you to do this. So, yes or no, no or yes, moon, help me decide. Do I wane or do I wax? Face what is to come with joy or trepidation, excitement or sorrow. Moon bright, be my guiding light. Thank you all so much for being my teacher today in sharing your hearts and your thoughts. The moon holds its secrets, yours and mine. What we direct towards it comes back in a new light. May our heavy hearts be lifted, our joys gleam, and may we know that as the moon rings around us every night, so too does universal love, surrounding and embracing us and shining bright.